Ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together.
There's something special right here.
Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT. The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
What's poppin', everybody? It's Ferrari Simmons and my girl.
OCT, what it do, baby?
I stole your co-host. She's now my co-host now. She's with me, Rari and Sue at 2. She is on there. Nice hat, by the way.
Hey, Jocelyn. Welcome to the Baller Alert Show podcast.
Wow, she said. Wow, she said she said your real name.
Well, you know, that used to be a thing when somebody say my real name. But I mean, my fiance kind of made it a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Your fiance. So you guys are together. It's not. You guys aren't broken up or nothing.
No. I mean,
okay. Well, I mean, we'll get into that a little later. We have Young Jock coming up on the Baller Alert Show.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Yes, sir, Ski, your favorite cousin checking in. Young J.O.C., you know how it goes down.
We'll be right back. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Mr. Young Jock in the building, sir. How is it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Ron? Man, I'm good, man. Happy to be alive. Happy to see another day.
Rather dapper. I'm feeling the brim. Now, I've been seeing you sport these brims often. Is this something that belongs to you?
I wish. No, it's not actually us. You know, Keith and James.
Okay.
I got turned on to him many years ago and I started supporting early on. And of course, you've seen all types of celebrities with him. You name it. So, you know, I'd be ahead of myself, you know what I'm saying? I ain't scared to try something new, so, you know.
Okay. Well, congrats on the morning show and the success, man. You are doing a great job. I'm actually your coworker at Streets 945. You are actually on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Miss Shanika, your new co-host. How's that going?
It's going actually rather well, man. For one, I think, like, you know, me being the anchor of the show, like, I mesh with people well, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I know how to bring out, you know, people's personality, but a lot of times the people that you put next to me, they are already ready for the job. They already TTG, so I ain't really got to bring out much. You just have to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, coagulate, how to mesh well, you know what I'm saying?
And before I let Octavia chime in, I do have a question for you, because this is just a question. You know, the morning show market in Atlanta is very competitive, man. How do you stay sharp with that competition with the morning show, my brother?
I you know what? I don't just go with the narrative. Like, when I hear something, you know, it's kind of crazy, because when we read something, we instantly either internalize it or reject it. You know what I'm saying? And I just think sometimes people have to have a more open-minded approach when you're talking about delivering news and allegations of what may be going on with people, their personal lives, their business. And for me, I don't just jump to it. I try to, instead of saying, oh, well, if public opinion is going that direction, then that's the direction I'm going to go. A lot of people have told me, I always go with public opinion, but sometimes I just rather give my perspective. And I think it puts me in a more genuine space, and it allows people to know who I am or learn who I am.
For sure, man. I want to take it to Love & Hip Hop now. It came on last night. How was it filming during this pandemic for you?
It was a lot, man. I ain't going to even lie to you. I ain't going to hold you, because, you know, approaching my 9th season with this franchise, you know, you kind of know the ins and outs of it. You become very familiar with the protocols and whatnot. And amid this whole pandemic, things have been definitely different. So to film for that show, I probably was tested about 8 times for COVID. So before we could even, and I'm just giving you just the the gist of it from this point of view, as far as making the job a little more difficult. You know, imagine someone coming to your home, complete strangers. They spraying in your house before they even come in. They get tested. They got to be clear before they can even come in your house. Your house got to be sprayed. They can walk in your house. They test you. When they leave, somebody come back in to spray the house. Then we have to wait for our results. Once we get our results, then we have to, while we were home, you know, we had to stay in, of course. And then once I flew to Tucson, I then had to quarantine for 72 hours alone. And that was really, rather interesting. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting in the room by myself, can't go outside, no contact with nobody. That was just a bit different, a bit much. So once we quarantined for 72 hours, we had to take another test. Then we was able to film the next day. And after that, we took a test every day, every morning at 8 o'clock. And that kind of, that wore on me a lot, because it was like, look, man, we keep getting tested. If no one here has it, then why do we keep getting tested? It's like it's protocol. So, but it was definitely a fun, it was a fun situation, man. I've never had the opportunity to experience that, something of that magnitude with the franchise. So I think it was good. I mean, I had a good time doing it.
It looked really good and fun when you guys were all in the picnic area and doing that whole thing. And what I noticed different about this go around with Love and Hip Hop, you guys actually brought your kids out. So you had your son there, Carly Rae had her daughter. What was it like for you to watch it back last night and, you know, see all the things that were going on?
I mean, it was dope. Like I said, you know, I've been doing this long enough to where I kind of could get an idea when it comes to production and how things may play out through edits and how things may not play out through edits as well. The good thing for me watching it back was just like, yeah, they did it right. I'm enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? It has a real family vibe, because it really was. I mean, everybody, and you're going to watch, it's going to open up even more, and it's going to start getting a little crazy, because when you start talking family, you know, people, you know, you can have more intimate conversation. You know what I'm saying? And the more intimate it gets, the more personal it gets. The more personal it gets, the more vulnerable the people that are involved, the more vulnerable they become. And when you start talking vulnerability, in situations, it could go left really fast. So a lot of things are definitely going to seem like this just happened. This is one of those, I think they got it right with this whole special, man. This six weeks is going to be eye-opening for a lot of people, especially some of your favorite cast members. And you get to learn a lot more, because a lot of the things that are happening in the show have never taken place in the history of this franchise. So be prepared.
Now, one more quick question about Love and Hip Hop. Now, I noticed that some people were there and then some weren't. How was that process on picking who was to come out there and who wasn't? Because was it like some people, you know, chose to stay home? Like I noticed Ray J was there, but Princess wasn't. How was that process on picking? Do you know?
Let's just say the numbers, when it comes to ratings and viewership, you know, certain people are just gonna move the needle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give you a perfect example. Imagine riding in a vehicle with Mama D and Trick Daddy and hearing their conversation. Like you have to have a camera there, because no one's gonna believe the things that are going to be said or the things that you're going to hear, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they picked very interesting members, and the way they paired it all up, I was rather pleased with how it turned out, you know what I'm saying, the final product. So, I can't say who turned it down or who didn't. I'm not privy of certain things when it comes to that. But just
I know, got you.
A lot of people wanted to do it, though. A lot of people wanted to do it, because I mean, not only was it more TV time, but it was more money too.
Listen, and I already know you finna get that check, because every time I turn on the TV, you on like some type of special. So, including the VH1, it's a love thing special. How was that for you and your beautiful fiance?
It was dope, man. It was dope. It was a process, the whole COVID thing again, man. You know, like, so did you see the first, one of the first specials they did was Secrets Untold?
Yep.
So when we did that, the crazy part about it, we had to set up all the equipment ourselves.
You did say that, I believe. I believe you did say that.
It was crazy because just imagine somebody sending all this expensive ass equipment to you. Luckily, I have a background in production just because of my career and who I am. So I was able to do it. But a lot of people had a lot of issues. So imagine somebody sending in cameras and lights and mics and earpieces, and you got to be walked through putting all this together, along with testing for COVID, then along with sitting down waiting for other people to get their shit right. Yeah, it gets a little interesting.
Hell no, that's too much, man.
It gets interesting. See, like this right here, we just boop, open up the laptop, boop, hit a link, boop. Hey, nah, it went like that. It was hours and hours and hours and hours of trying to get it together. So by the time we got around to the love special, the love thing, it was way better because people figured it out. And by the time we got around to the family reunion, it was like, hey, all y'all got to do is just show up, be tested, and test negative.
All right, let's take a quick break with the Ball Alert Show, OCT, Suso, Ferrari Simmons. We'll be right back with Young Jack.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Yes, sir, Ski, your favorite cousin checking in. Young J-O-C, you know how it goes down.
We'll be right back. Back to the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
And we're back.
Whoa. Okay, so, Jock, you have a really close relationship with your kids. One thing I learned about you from working with you for an entire year on the Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover show is you are very involved. You're also, like, really real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really tend to have a lot of filters. You just are who you are. So when I saw, of course, I knew that your son was involved. You know, it was something that we had talked about. But when I actually saw the previews and the matchup between your son and Carly Rae's daughter, I just could not envision how smoothly that would go. The one thing I did see in the previews was you saying, well, just remember who her mother is. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
And that wasn't even no shade. That wasn't no shade at all. That just means that, you know, just as I give you game, son, just as I try to keep you aware of how the world works or how I may see the world and how I think it works, just know that she has those types of talks with her mother.
Mm-hmm. And
considering the type of mishaps and things like that she and I've had, you know, just be careful because you don't want to be put in a situation where this girl embarrass you, you know what I'm saying, or do something crazy just on, you know, seeking vengeance for her mom. Because a lot of times, all the way solid, you know, a lot of times I really put my heart on the line for Carly a lot of times that the world never even knew about. And I always felt like, you know how you know the term, someone cut off their nose to spite their face? I felt like Carly would do that a lot. Anytime I brought her opportunity, it wasn't that she wasn't capable of pulling it off or executing. It wasn't that she wasn't viable enough to make it happen. It was just always, I started to feel like because I brought it, she never wanted to feel as if like I helped her do anything. I think she always wanted to feel like she helped me because, you know, if you talk to Carly, she's like, I got you on Love & Hip Hop. And it's like, no, baby, no, I was rocking with you. You was rocking with me. We got us on Love & Hip Hop. We got me on Love & Hip Hop. It wasn't just me and it wasn't just you. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you wanted to get me on there, I had to make the decision to say, okay, I'll be on there. So anyway, you know, just to make a long story short, you know, I didn't know if, you know, it might be any spiteful feelings. Or, you know, you just don't know. Her daughter might feel like, yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to play with you, little boy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's much younger than her. But at the minute they yeah, you know, you talking, he's...
Your son is younger than Carly Rae's daughter.
Carly Rae, she's 26 and he's 20, right?
Yeah, he's about to be, he'll be 21 this year. She'll be 27 this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, man, just, you know, kind of play that kind of cool. Be careful, my boy, because that's a grown woman.
Now, did they have their own villas? Did your son have his own villa and Carly's daughter had her own?
Yeah, it seemed like everybody was in their own space.
Sound like Six Flags Great Adventures to me. What's the water park day? What's the water park day?
The White Waters.
White Waters. Yes. Hey, what do your boys say, Jot? Yes, sir, ski. That's what's going on. A whole bunch of yes, sir, ski. Okay.
As soon as they saw each other, they lit up. They lit up. I was like, damn. I'm like, this what this is?
So, oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God. If my son bagged Carly's daughter on this show,
oh,
this is going to be just okay. Like, so I'm just like, I don't know how it's going to play out. You know.
All right, we got to, I know you got to leave soon. So before we get up in, before we do that, I do got to talk to you about something real quick. A lot of people don't know that the South Beach nightclub is your club. You own that club. Mm-hmm. I remember you was talking to me about it, I think, I want to say about 3 years ago, right when you first got hired. And I just want to let you know, man, that's a super dope thing that you got going on. It's still going strong. Let's talk about South Beach.
Good ass food, good ass hookahs. The servers are fun as hell. Like, he really created
an environment. I'm going to do a night, yes. I'm going to do a night there, John. I'm going to do a night. I just don't know what night yet. I'm waiting on when I get my vaccine. I'm outside. When I get my vaccine, I'll be on the south side with you.
Say no more. And I'm with that. But you know what's funny? You know, that you said 3 years. Do you realize that in 8 months, I would have been on radio for 5 years?
Wow.
Congratulations.
I didn't even realize it until yesterday. So when you said that number, that just sparked that interest to say that to you. It's so crazy because time really be flying. You know, South Beach, that was one of those things, man, you know. You know, I said, you know what? I want to do something different. I didn't want the same theme as everybody. I was like, I want something where I could be an adult, where adulting is allowed. You know, I want to sit down and have, you know, a real dinner. I want a cuisine. I didn't just want chicken wings or fries. Whew. And Patron.
Yeah, the food is really good. Can't even lie.
So, it's just one of the things, man. We've been doing really well. Made a lot of money, still making money, still going up, and I'm just appreciative of the patrons who come in there day in and day out. I mean, a lot of times I do see a lot of the same people, but I also see a lot of the same people who brought a lot of the same people who continue to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you just keep watching it grow and grow and grow. But it's definitely been one of those trying things through COVID and whatnot. And, you know, I don't want to see it and sound like I'm just boasting and just, yeah, boy, we straight having a COVID fest or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, we got you.
A super spreader event. I don't want to sound like that because, you know, people are expiring due to this pandemic. So I don't want to make it seem like, hey, we don't care. We're not responsible. Because we still have the social distance, you know, when people walk in, you know, we take their temperature, of course, you know, it's hand sanitizer all around. We have it sprayed twice a week and social distancing. So, I'm grateful for the opportunity, but I would be very happy once we can get the whole COVID-19 issue behind us.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Definitely looking forward to visiting that place one day. I do a lot of the commercials and promos for it for streets, so it definitely sounds exciting, and I try to make it sound as I can imagine. So
I appreciate
shout out to South Beach.
Well, Jock, I had a great year on the Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover show. I learned a lot. I think I was able to really get a better understanding for the type of person that you actually are, you know, being able to spend that time with you. Whatever it is y'all think about Jock, for the most part, believe it, he is energetic. He is funny as hell. I have posted plenty videos of the stories and the characters that he puts on. The man is a show. So I'm super excited to see this new season of Love & Hip Hop, and also to see what you and Kendra have coming up next.
That's why I love you, Sue. You always just genuine, straight up, man. I definitely appreciate your honesty, man. I really appreciate your transparency. I think that's key when you know when you're moving up ladders, because you know that's one of the things people always remember when they encounter you, is if you was real or cap. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. I definitely appreciate it. And the same that you are too, man. I appreciate you for just being solid. I've always been solid, man. I don't think there's ever been a moment where I could say, I never even seen you upset, bro. So that's I appreciate it. And to you, baby girl, you know, I look forward to talking with you, seeing you more, and possibly having you produce some more commercials for me.
For sure.
I hear the bye.
Jot, we'll see you next time, bro.
My boy, I appreciate it.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.